great day. So, best day ever. This month is all about communication and open communication and communicating with ourselves and communicating with ourselves, because really there's only one here. Today it's about honoring our differences. And I was reading a little Ernest Holmes because I like to do that, the founder of this philosophy, which is so amazing and life-changing for me. You know, I grew up in Nebraska, and I always thought there was something wrong with me. So when I came to this philosophy, and the first thing they said is, there is nothing wrong with you. I'm like, what? All these years, I thought there was something wrong with me. There is nothing wrong with any of us. We are divine, perfect, and whole, just as we are, right where we are. Our difficulty is that we have been trying to unite that which has never been divided. We have been looking for life outside of ourselves. We are like fish trying to find the water of life in which it is already immersed. The kingdom of heaven is within. It's already right before us. It's right here where we are. And we get to make the decision on what we want in life and then put the order in. Otherwise, we are a ship out on the ocean just going here and there and everywhere, instead of setting a course. I don't think there's any captain of any ship that's out there on the water that has not set a course. And sometimes our failure is in not planning a course. We're just letting life happen to us instead of getting very clear about our course. So I'm going to talk just a little bit of home base stuff here at the center. A few weeks ago, Jackie Martin Fillingham, who is part of CSL Members Corps, who's in the front row here. Yeah, I got bangs because you got bangs. So I went to the hairdresser and she said, bangs are cheaper than Botox. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Awesome. Yeah. Anyway, Jackie was talking about things that are happening at CSL as a whole. And if you do not know, we are part of a whole big conglomeration. There's about 435 some centers out there in the world. And the funnest thing for me is when we get together with other people from around the world and from other centers, because it's just like hugging everyone because we're all one mind and we're reminded of that. And sometimes I'm thinking, why can't we just take this out into the real world and just be hugging everyone because we're all one? And the thing about getting together with other people of like mind is we know we're all one. And so it's like, hey, I don't know you, but I know you because we're all one and there is only one. So there is a cruise that's happening. The Science of Mind magazine is actually putting a cruise together for the end of January next year, 2018. There's information in the Science of Mind magazine. What is the Science of Mind magazine, some of you may ask? Thank you for asking. So the Science of Mind magazine is a magazine that's been out there in the world since the 50s, out there spreading this wonderful teaching to people that maybe are not coming to a center or do not have a center near them. So when I was back in Nebraska and did not have a center near me, I had Creative Thought and I had the Science of Mind magazine. Creative Thought is now something that you can get online, and Science of Mind magazine is a hard little, nice little magazine, and I know that Rosie read out of it this morning, and it's fabulous. It has a reading for every day of the year, and if you don't have one, see me after. We can also sign you up for a six-month free subscription. And if you decide to take the CSL 101 and become a member here, you get a free subscription along with a name tag here for the center. So all good. I'm doing just a little bit of housekeeping stuff. I noticed this morning I forgot to mention, if you have a cell phone, please put it in the silent or vibrate position. So I did hear a lot of cell phones going off earlier. So if you have not put it in the silent position, that would be awesome. Because I know everything I have to say is awesome. Whether I say it or not, you're going to hear it, because it's just about the awesomeness of who you are. On August 6th, we are going to have a quick little town hall meeting just to give a little information on where we are as a center, how things are going, what's happening. I was called in January basically to be the gap minister, and the board has asked me to come on full time. So I do want to talk to the congregation. Okay. Thanks. All right. Well, I do want to make sure that that feels like a good fit for the congregation. So we'll have a little conversation about that and where we are and what all that looks like. So please join us. It'll be right away after. No, it won't be, because August 6th is Potluck Sunday. So you will have potluck, and then you will come in here. And if you haven't ever joined us for coffee, do join us for coffee and cookies. And goodness, I brought salad today. So there's salad. There's something healthy today. Knowing that things are wonderful and amazing, it's interesting. I just had a grandbaby in November, and my daughter all of a sudden has realized how incredibly amazing I am. Oh my God, how did you do this? I don't know how you did it. And I had four, and she has just one. It's like, it's not that complicated. It's just a baby. Just give it some love and attention. Anyway, my amazing children, my kids used to say, well, I think they still say it, that I would wear them like jewelry. It's like, oh, look at this beautiful diamond. Look at this pearl. Look at this ruby. And she said, now I understand what you were talking about. One of the things that my children introduced me to, because I've never really been into poetry, but they introduced me to some great poets, because my youngest son, my my little Buddha, my little philosopher, he is a poet and just amazing. But Hafez is one of his favorite poets. And this is one of the poems that really touched my heart. And I want you to open up to listen to the words that Hafez wrote. Do you know how beautiful you are? I think not, my dear. For as you talk of God, I see great parades with wildly colorful hands streaming from your mind and heart, carrying wonderful and magical secret messages to every corner of this world. I see saints bowing in the mountains, hundreds of miles away to the wonder of sounds that break into light from your most common words. Speak to me of your mother, your cousins, and your friends. Tell me of squirrels and birds you know. Awaken your legion of nightingales. Let them soar wild and free in the sky and begin to sing to God. Let's all begin to sing to God, through God. Do you know how beautiful you are? I think not, my dear. Yet Hafez could see you upon a stage and worship you forever. Isn't that beautiful? Hafez. And yeah, it's just such beautiful words. And I'm thinking sometimes we're not seeing the beauty and the magic within ourselves. So it's a great question to ask. Do you know how beautiful you are? I love when we do the face of God, because this is really the sign language for beautiful. You are the beautiful of God. You are the expression of God in physical manifestation. And so we get to come out here in the world and get to express our spirit, our energy, and our passion. And moving in the direction of our most dominant thoughts, making sure that our dominant thoughts are the ones that are beautiful and peaceful and wonderful and magical, and seeing the divinity in each other. Because sometimes we forget that we're all one, and we are not maybe thinking as divinely as we could. And I'm thinking this poem of Hafez's, as we come in contact with maybe somebody who is not being their best. You know, somebody who cuts you off on the freeway, or somebody who cuts in line at the at the store. My sister called me the other day, and she's like, I was there at the store in line, and this lady cut in front of me, and she had all of this stuff. And she thought, I'll just allow her, let her go ahead. So it was all discounted stuff, and the lady got rung up, and then at the end she saw how much it was, and she's like, oh, never mind, I don't want it. And she laughed, and it's like, my sister, she's like, how could she do that? And I said, well, you were in the divine right place to get to witness people acting in a different way. And I'm thinking, if you would read Hafez to that person, do you know how beautiful you are? I think not, my dear. Because if people knew how beautiful and how amazing they are, they wouldn't act out in ways that are not in beautiful harmony. And so seeing people in their highest light, it's like, can I lift them up and lift myself up and lift up the universe by seeing them in a different light? Can I see the beauty in others while I'm seeing the beauty within myself? And can I forgive myself when I haven't been as beautiful as I could be in mind, right? Because sometimes we have thoughts running through our head that it's like, well, that wasn't very beautiful. Or maybe we've acted out in a way that wasn't very beautiful. And all we can do is forgive it, let it go, and move forward. Not keep holding on to it. Because once in a while, something will happen where I wasn't my best self. And it's like, oh, let me hold on to that, and let me hold on to this, and let me hold on to all of it, because why wouldn't I? I should beat myself up with that. And it's like, you know what? It was just something that happened. So let me move forward, and let me see the divinity in others while I'm seeing the divinity in myself. And let me do things to pay it forward in life. A friend of mine, we had this fun little magical game, and I started playing it again because it was so fun, where they talk about random acts of kindness and paying it forward. And every day, because I worked together with him, every day we would go to a store somewhere and we would put a dollar bill somewhere. Well, sometimes he would put more, but I always used a dollar. But it's like paying it forward and thinking, who's going to find this? Because isn't it fun when you're out there somewhere and you find, oh, I found a dollar, or I found $5, or I found some money. It's so fun. So paying it forward and just thinking about, oh, we're so abundant that we can do that. I can put a dollar here, a dollar there, and just think about who's going to find it. Just a fun little game that I like to play. Anyway, Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind. Our being is merely a point where the infinite being comes into self-expression and self-experience. Again, like the wave of the ocean, no doubt backed by some cosmic urge or divine spark. Each individual, however, is a unique variation. No two people are alike, and yet all people are rooted in which is identical. So it's like we're all immersed in that spirit, just like the fish in water. We're all immersed in it, and it's flowing through us, and it's that which breathes us. Yet each one is different. And viva la difference. And I am knowing that the more we get into that space of loving ourselves with every part of our being, then the universe and everyone around us is at that same space. Because like attracts like. And then we get more and more and more. So the more we're embodying that peace, that love, that harmony, that goodness, that divinity, and we're recognizing it in other people, the more we're surrounded by it. And knowing that the only time people really act out is when they are not realizing how beautiful they are or how divine they are. They're not recognizing the God within. They're not recognizing the divinity that's flowing through, and they're not aware of the awesomeness. Because most people just walk around like just being here on earth is just normal. Yet it's amazing that we show up here as physical entities to be able to do the things that we do. So taking that in the awe-ness of the fact that we're here, again, surviving 1 out of 9 billion sperm to make it here. But also, you know, I think I've talked about it before, but the Hindu religion talks about being from a spiritual entity to a physical entity. It's easier for a hummingbird to take drops of water from the ocean and dissolve a mountain than it is for us to take the physical form. So the fact that we're here, it's like, brilliant. We're here. We made it. Excellent. Now let's have a good time. Instead of walking around, oh, yeah, it's just another day. Just showing up. Yeah. But we get to come here, we get to play, we get to see the divinity of who we are. And one of my favorite lines from Ernest Holmes, life has set the stamp of individuality on you. You are different from any other person who has ever lived. You are an individualized center of the consciousness of God. You are an individualized activity of the action of God. Just as significant to recognize the individualization of each person, we want to see the divinity not only in each other, but in ourselves. And therein lies the beauty and the brilliance of the universe. So sometimes we get in our own way and forget the divinity. Oh, I forgot I was divine. I just woke up. You know, so it's like, all right, it's the best day ever. And we're out here to have fun and to play and to find our passion. And usually the thing that we are most passionate about that maybe disturbs us in life the most, like for me, it would be disharmony. Well, I feel like my purpose is to create peace, love, and harmony, touch lives in a positive way. And usually that which is on the other side is what is our most passion. So waking up with purpose. And it's like, can I be living my purpose every single day? Can I make sure that when I'm waking up in the morning, I have a purpose? And we all have purpose. It's just tuning in to that inner knower and knowing what that purpose is. How many of you are pretty clear about what your purpose is? All right, the rest of you are going to get it, okay? It's coming. But it's usually just really simple. It's like, my purpose is to have divine joy. My purpose to sing, to make beautiful music. Yeah, that's my purpose tomorrow. So making sure that we are living our purpose, that we are touching lives in wonderful ways, that we're touching our own life, and that we're living our passion. And another one of my favorite lines, we move in the direction of our most dominant thought. We move in the direction of our most dominant thought. So if my thoughts are saying, oh, life is bad and it's not good and there's all this disharmony out there, I'm just going to see more of it. Because it's like we formed an opinion, and then we find all the evidence to support it, because that's how amazing we are. So what if we changed our opinion of ourselves? What if we changed our opinion of other people? And let me start looking for that. Let me start looking for the divinity in that person that's acting out. Let me start looking for the divinity within myself and change my opinion of others and myself. That's where the infinite possibilities come from. It's like, okay, if I knew that everything on earth is happening because of our thoughts, that the brilliant things that other brilliant minds, such as Einstein, or any of the other brilliant minds, Ernest Holmes, oh, yes, John Van Dorn, he's pointing at himself, the brilliant minds that we, right? I love it, embody it. The brilliant minds, then we just step into that path. Einstein said that if you can take a thought and focus on it for 10 minutes every day, you can step right into the picture. And then allowing ourselves time for that creativity. Lindsay and I were talking about it this morning, about having time. Kids that are getting so busy that they don't have enough time for imagination. It's like, come with me and we'll see. A beautiful imagination. Let's allow ourselves time to imagine. What if? Because we tend to get into these little boxes that I don't know how to create this vision that I'm wanting, so we stop ourselves from doing it. Where it's like, I don't have to know how, I just have to know what. And then just keep focusing on it. And then Spirit brings it to us, as long as we have the confidence in that. And then we lift ourselves up to that vibration. Here's my picture. Here's the divine purpose. Here's the passion that I'm passionate about. Let me keep that picture in front of me every day. Let me picture it, visualize, verbalize, and feelingly believe that it's already done. And then I just step right into the picture. And everything unfolds. The right people show up at the right time. The right doors open. The right phone calls are made. And it's like that divine inspiration just lines things up, because as Ernest Holmes says in the Science of Mind textbook, the universe is conspiring for our highest and best always, always. I love that. It's like the universe is back there just conspiring so that everything that I'm wanting and imagining and picturing, I'm already there. It's already a part of our reality, our life. It's just that unveiling. So taking some time today, I have a lot of notes. That's really good. It's like, oh, there's so many good notes and so many things and so many great quotes. The presence of Spirit within you blesses everyone you meet, tends to heal everything you touch, brings gladness into the life of everyone you meet. Therefore, you are a blessing to yourself, to mankind, and to the whole day in which you live. We are a blessing. And as the song that Chris Barber so beautifully sung, I can see clearly now. All of the bad feelings have disappeared, letting that go, because that doesn't do anyone any good. Holding on to anything that anyone's done against us or anything that's going on in the world, it's like, let me put that aside and let me look at the blue sky and see things clearly, see the divinity, the love, and the Spirit behind everything. Because if we break everything down and break it down and break it down, of course, everything is just energy. And the energy of the universe, the energy of Spirit, is flowing in, as, and through all of us. And if people didn't put on the pretense and put on the ego and put on the craziness that people tend to put on, all of these old thoughts, if they would put that down, if we would put that down and just see things in the highest and most beautiful light, there's peace on earth. We're there. The Garden of Eden, the beauty, the brilliance of the universe. So here's a charge, something that I invite you to do this week. Value yourself as meaningful and precious to the whole. See the same divine reality and presence in each and every person. See and honor everyone you meet, their differences and the individual expressions. And think of Hafez. If you see something going and your mind starts to go, oh, look at that person, what are they doing? Take it to Hafez and say, do you know how beautiful you are? I think not, my dear. Otherwise, you wouldn't act out in such a way. And not that I need to judge that. I'm just discerning that that is not peace and harmony in my world. So it's like, I want to see the beauty and the peace in each person while I'm seeing the beauty and the peace within myself. Healing it all in mind so that we can lift it to the next level. Good affirmation for this week. I recognize, honor, and celebrate the unique variations and expressions that show up as divine. That includes me and everyone around me. So the charge this week, to be perfectly clear, is to see clearly now, putting down anything that doesn't serve us, because there are some thoughts that just do not serve us, and change those thoughts so that we change our world. Change those thoughts to ones of beauty and brilliance and divinity. And it's like, I'm seeing the good in everyone. I'm seeing that there's love behind that person somewhere, and I might have to dig a little bit deeper, but I know it's there. Right? I'm sorry. Sometimes we do have to dig a little deeper, right? Sometimes we're not seeing as clearly as we could. So dig through it. If we're not seeing it face value, it's like, it's there. It's there. That divinity is there in everyone. So let's take that divinity individualized as each and everyone here. And let's close our eyes to any distractions as we go inside our heart of hearts. Putting down any thoughts that do not serve us. Allowing a wonderful cleansing in this moment as we step into the beauty and the brilliance that is right here. Do you know how beautiful you are? I think not, my dear. As we awaken into this moment, knowing that saints are bowing in the mountains at the fact that you showed up. The universe is smiling. Thank you for showing up. The universe would not be the same had you not shown up. Allowing the gratitude from the universe, from Mother Earth,